Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning vesicular stomatitis virus. Yes, once again this summer, Kansas is experiencing a breakout of VSV. Specifically, you need to be looking for blister-like lesions around the mouth and nose, around the coronary band, or on the teats of your cows. Typically in dairies where we do see this, we generally see a lot of blisters around the teat ends. Some of the additional signs you might see would be things like excessive saliva production. If you see animals that are reluctant to eat and have lesions around their mouth, maybe also a fever or even possible lameness if they develop it around the coronary band, contact your veterinarian immediately. VSV is a reportable disease, so you need to contact your veterinarian and have your animals checked out. Flies are a main way that this is spread, so separate those affected animals from the healthy animals on your property and do not move them from your property. Also, try to handle your healthy animals first in the day and then move on to the animals that are sick. Make sure after you handle the sick animals that you go ahead and wash up well, disinfect your hands, your boots, and if possible, even change your clothes, as this is a way it can be spread to other animals. If you want more information on the various control methods as well as additional information, including some webinars, you can go to the Kansas Department of Ag. They have an excellent website that will help you if you observe this in your dairy. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to be on the lookout for VSV in the next few months.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.